I am absolutely delighted to have this gentleman with us. He's come a distance to be here. He's a marvelous, powerful songwriter. And I was so glad we could get him in for a mini set, and I do want him to have a feature with us early in the new year. I know that you'll enjoy his music. Please, a big welcome for Hugh O'Doherty.
Thank you. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you all. Very nice evening. You guys have been doing some great stuff. I've seen Mary and Terrence perform some other places, and it was really enjoyable. I was kind of expecting there was going to be a break there in that song where Herb Albert was going to come out and do a trumpet solo. But instead, you did what Jane would refer to summoning your inner Mel Torme and did the scat thing. Very, very cool. Well, I quoted you. That Jane was the Jane I was talking about. Yeah. That was very cool. And everything else was very cool, too. Last week, there were some debates going on in this world about whether or not the ice covering of the Arctic Ocean is actually continuing to melt. And despite where you stand on that debate, it is difficult to deny that we have polluted lakes, rivers, oceans, groundwater, ground, and air. We, the human beings. But suppose it got worse than that. Suppose we screwed up the Earth and the universe to the extent that we started to neutralize laws of physics. I know what you're thinking. What an idea for a song. Tree huggers said the earth could die because of our endeavors. They talked pollution, the greenhouse. We said, yeah, whatever. But they were right, we goofed and caused global decimation. But they never told us that we'd lose the law of gravitation. And now I miss gravity. Niagara's waters cannot fall. I miss gravity. Anybody seen my bowling ball? At the office, we now mind our boss's feelings. 'Cause when the boss gets mad, now he really hits the ceiling. I miss gravity. Isaac Newton's really bummed. I miss gravity. Bungee jumping's lost its fun. At the theater, they have seatbelts to keep us all in tow. But buoyant milk duds and popcorn keep blocking out the show. I miss gravity. I suppose we should be open to this drastic alteration. There could be clear improvements to a world with no gravitation. 'Cause with no gravity, we don't drop dishes or glassware. With no gravity, bombs are worthless in warfare. Trees don't fall in the forest, so don't worry about the sound. Suicidal jumpers leave the ledge, but never hit the ground. Still, I miss gravity. Trampolines are dangerous. I miss gravity. Jenny Craig is penniless. We cured cancer, HIV, and that nasty common cold. Now we need a way to keep the milk and the cornflakes in the bowl. We got to tie each other down when we go to bed at night. You said you did that before this happened. Well, I guess you're probably right. Still, I miss gravity. Bum, 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 bum. That force had to grab on me. Bum, 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 bum. I miss gravity. Thank you. People really fall for that one. I went to college in the Middle Atlantic states. during a period where most of the colleges in that region had coffee houses. And I was very fortunate that I was able to play at a lot of them. And one Saturday afternoon, I came to realize that this playing at all these places was not just an artistic pursuit. So this is the song I would have liked to have written that afternoon. And as far as audience participation is concerned, what I ask is when I sing this song, I'd like you to think of me as a 20-year-old English major. I'm playing at LaSalle tonight. Maybe I'll meet someone new and fall in love for the last time. And hopefully she'll do that too. I'll spot her in the audience, her smile a beam of pure gold light, and miracles could then transpire if she comes to LaSalle tonight. Could she detect a noble heart hidden neath this awkward shell, a heart that's worthy of her love in front of her at LaSalle? Well, maybe she's a dreamer too, yeah. Maybe she knows what it's like to believe what could come true if she comes to LaSalle tonight. We'll ride ferry boats to our island home. We'll have a kid or two or three, each beautifully unique, though in each a trace of her I'll see. With piano lessons, scouts, ballet, the kids will call us driving fools, yet it'll just be her and me when we drop all three at Sunday school. We'll find work that we each love, lofty deeds down here and up in flight. Such things are as feasible as what could occur at LaSalle tonight. Is this a premonition, a subconscious scheme? Or is this just speculation, or perchance a dream? I'm not hanging all my hopes, though. If not tonight, the world won't end, 'cause I have faith that we'll meet soon. And I'm playing Swarthmore next weekend. So may this be the first of many songs I'll sing of her through life, a life spent thanking her each day for coming to LaSalle that night. If she comes to LaSalle tonight. And she did. Thank you. Well, thanks for being part of a lovely audience tonight. I'd like to thank Jane for promoting this thing so well, and for giving me my punchline there when I first got up here. And thank Ellen for promoting and for basically organizing the most nights a month of open mics possibly anywhere in the world, and for doing it for more decades than she probably wants to admit to. It's just the body you're riding around in that's that old, okay? So, all right. This is a song of unrequited love. It is a conversation between a woman and her teenage stepdaughter. Cindy, we've got to talk. This conversation is overdue. There are forces in your life, and they've been rough on you. But you withdrew your heart from me, and from your sisters too. So we left you alone in your own little room. But now you finally opened up, found a way to let me know that you consider me the source of your pain. But you decided to announce it on the Dr. Phil show. Keep it up, you'll give stepmoms a bad name. There are two sides to every story, two sides to every dime, two views through every window, gotta tell ya. So try walking in my slippers more than once upon a time. There are two sides to every story, Cinderella. I'm a single mom with three teenage girls just trying to make ends meet. Yeah, you describe me as a selfish, evil witch. And you portray yourself as quiet, obedient, and sweet. When in reality, sometimes you're such a adolescent. Like last week when you came home from the dance past your 12 a.m. curfew. You were missing a shoe, and we had one of our fights. And when I'm paying for the groceries, I see tabloid shots of you, and Disney's lawyers keep calling to bid on your story's rights. And there are two sides to every story, two sides to every dime, two views through every window, gotta tell ya. So try walking in my slippers more than once upon a time. There are two sides to every story, Cinderella. Now if we learn to talk, we can tear down the walls and share the tears and laughter. It's up to you and me to live in misery or try it happily ever after. I miss your dad too, but in a different way. And I'm sorry I never knew your mom. He said you've got her sparkling eyes, and sometimes I see you've got his smile. You're entitled to mourn your loss of them, to grieve their passing on. But sweetie, wait undercover, for a fairy godmother seems a little juvenile. I know there's help out there for both of us. It's really up to you. You may think that it's hipper waiting for some glass slipper dude to claim you as his queen. So in the meantime, I'm doing rebuttal spots on the talk and the view. By the way, I think something happened to the pumpkin I was saving for Halloween. And there are two sides to every story. Sides to every dime, two views through every window, gotta tell ya. So try walking in my slippers more than once upon a time. There are two sides to every story, Cinderella. There are two sides to every story, Cinderella. Much.
What an awesome set. Hugh, did you bring some of your CDs? I recommend his CDs to you. And we'll and Jane too. That's true. He's going to come back and feature for us in the new year. We got to set something up. Please, a big hand for this man. He's a great